刚才师就一开始问了我们两个问题。
Ask us two questions.
你愿意脱离罪恶的重担吗？
Are you willing to be free from the sin?
全能是在血。
The power is in the blood.
你愿意脱离罪恶的辖制吗？
Are you willing to be free from the bondage of sin?
全能是在血。
The power is in the blood.
今天早晨我们要看一个非常重要的题目。
Today we will look at a very important message.
讲到主耶稣宝血伟大的功效。
This is the great effect of Jesus' blood.
但是在我们讲到这个功效之前，
Before we talk about it,
我们有几个问题我们需要先解决。
I want to solve a few problems.
我们中国人常说的一句话。
We Chinese always say,
人非圣贤，孰能无过？
There's no saint who can be without blemish.
所以我们会觉得犯大错犯小错这是难免的事情。
So we think it's natural to sin.
但是亲爱的朋友和弟兄姊妹们。
But your brothers and sisters and friends.
是的，人非圣贤，孰能无过。
It is true that there's no saints, nobody can be without blemish.
对我们所已经犯的过错，要怎么样子来解决呢？
But how do we amend the sins that we have committed already?
当一个人犯错的时候。
When we make a mistake.
他可能得罪的四方面。
Maybe he offended four people, four areas.
第一方面，他得罪了自己，自己的良心。
First of all, he offended his own conscience.
第二方面，他可能得罪了他所伤害的人，包括了他的父母。
Secondly, he might offend some people, maybe his parents.
第三方面，他可能得罪了地上的法律。
Thirdly, he might violate the law on earth.
但是不管前面三个，他得罪了一个或是三个。
Regardless if he offended one or three of the above.
但是得罪的第四方面，得罪神是永远成立的一件事情。
But yet offending God is the forever truth.
我们可以用人非圣贤，孰能无过来搪塞，来弥补自己良心的控告。
We can use this as an excuse that no one is saint.
因为我们可能没有得罪地上的法律。
Because maybe we didn't violate the law on earth.
可能没有别人知道我犯了什么错。
Maybe nobody knows what kind of sin we committed.
所以我用一句话来安慰我的良心，叫它 silent.
So we can use this a statement to silence my conscience.
佛教告诉人说放下屠刀，立地成佛。
The Buddhism tells us the moment that you lay down on your sword, you become a Buddha.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果我们对罪是用这样子的态度
if this is our attitude towards sin,
我们活在自欺欺人的一种的假象底下
we're deceiving ourselves and others.
圣经上告诉我们说人是神所创造的
The Bible tells us we are created by God.
人犯罪人是得罪的造他的神
When we sin, we offend the God.
自然都犯到罪亏欠了神的荣耀
The whole world has sinned and fall short of God's glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们得罪神的这件事情如果不解决
So if we do not resolve this problem that we offend God,
不管我们今天在地上怎样逃避我们犯罪之后的不安和审判
It doesn't matter how we silence our conscience and our guilt.
早晚有一天我们要站在神的面前
This one day, sooner or later, we will stand before God.
启示录第七章告诉我们当羔羊要来审判这地上的时候
Revelation chapter 7 tells us the Lamb of God will come to judge the world.
他从君王到底下为奴隶的他们都躲到山洞躲到岩石的里面去
All the kings, from the kings to the slaves of this world, they all hide themselves in the cave.
宁可叫大山压在他的身上
They'd rather be oppressed by the mountains.
让他可以躲避神的面躲避羔羊的愤怒
So that they can hide themselves from the face of God and the wrath of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们要知道犯罪不光只是得罪人，得罪法律。
So we have to know that when we sin, we don't just offend other people or violate the law.
犯罪最严肃的一件事情是得罪了审判全地的主。
The most severe aspect of sin is that we offend the God that judges the world.
我是1979年出国的，来到美国。
I came to America in 1979.
我记得那时候我们刚刚到学校读书的时候。没有车子所以学长们呢常常在周末的时候就开一个大坦克车一样把我们所有的新来的塞了几辆车带去买东西、
We didn't have cars so the senior students would come to pack us in a big car on weekends to go shopping
所以有一天我们跑到这个在美国中部有一个叫 TGNY 有点像这里的 Target 一样、我们去买一些日用品
So one day we went to a discount store TGNY
结果我们这几个人一起出来的时候、
when we came out
突然有两个 TGNY 的这个警卫跑过来。
All of a sudden, two guards from TGNY came to chase us.
我们中间的一个女孩子突然拉到旁边去。
And they grabbed one of the girls among us.
叫她把皮包打开来。
And they commanded her to open her purse.
原来她在她里面偷了一些东西放在里面。
she shoplifted something.
然后就马上把她抓到警察局，关在监狱里面去。
So she was jailed.
其他的故事我不讲了啊。
I won't go on to the rest of the story.
亲爱的朋友，当我们一起从TGNY里面出来的时候，
When we came out of the store, TGNY,
是TGNY的警察。 这个警卫过来抓他。
It was the security guard that that captured her.
并不是旁边麦当劳的警卫来抓他。
Was not McDonald the security guard of McDonald.
也不是旁边炸鸡店的人来抓他。
Or the fried chicken store.
因为他犯罪，他得罪了TGNY的。
Because she sinned and she offended the store TGNY.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们知道犯罪得罪了良心，我们用各样的方法让自己的良心平安。
We know that when we offend our conscience, we try all means to soothe our conscience.
我们得罪了家人，我们向家人道歉。
When we offend our family, we apologize.
我们得罪了地上的法律，我们要受地上法律的制裁。
And when we violate the law of the world, then we have to get punished.
但是我们却忽略了一件事情，我们得罪了神。
But we often neglected that we offended God.
照着圣经上所说的，人人都有一死。
The Bible says everyone will die and then there's judgment after death.
我们所有来到地上的人,
every one of us on earth,
没有一个人能够免掉这件事情。
No one can escape this result.
也没有一个人可以替代你我站在审判台前。
And no one can replace us to stand before the judgment throne.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们讲到保险伟大功用之前，我们必须先重视人类犯罪这件严肃的事情。
So before we go on to this topic, we have to take a serious look at this sin.
神是一个慈爱的神。
God is a loving God with mercy.
但是神也是一个圣洁公义的神。
But yet he's also holy and righteous.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
甚至当人类堕落成为罪人之后，他还爱我们。
He loves us even when we fall and become sinners.
那我们会说呢，他爱我们，他为什么要审判我们？
Then we might argue, if he loves us, why does he still judge us?
因为他是一个圣洁公义的神。
Because he's holy and righteous.
断不能够以有罪的为无罪。He
cannot hold a sinner as righteous.
亲爱的朋友，如果你说是爱就可以解决问题。If
you think love can solve everything.
如果有人把你的孩子给杀了，跑来跟你道歉以后，是不是就没事了？
If someone kills your son and come over to apologize, would that solve everything?
或者这些青少年在马路上看见年轻的女孩子就去强暴她，强暴完以后说对不起，我后悔了，就可以解决了。
Can the gangsters just apologize after gang rape or something?
这样子就可以解决问题了吗？
Can that solve all the problems?
那这个世界怎么办？
What happened to this world?
人是一个慈爱的神。
God is a loving God.
神爱人，甚至爱罪人。
He loves everyone, even sinners.
但是他是一个圣洁公义的神，他恨恶罪人。
But yet he hates sin because he's righteous and holy.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就跟我们平常人了解的医生一样。
Just like the doctors that we know.
他们恨恶癌症，恨恶艾滋病。
They hate cancers. They hate AIDS.
但是他们同情，他们愿意去帮助这些病人。
But yet they sympathize and willing to help patients.
是的，我们爱他们，我们帮助他们。可能我们所爱的人长了癌症，我们爱他。
Maybe our beloved one have cancer and we love them.
我们讲到癌症，我们讲到艾滋病，我们就生气，我们就恨恶它。But
we get so upset when we talk about cancer and AIDS, we hate them.
所以有人讲得很超然，我不下地狱，谁下地狱？
Some people might be very careful. They say, if I don't go to hell, who will go to hell?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹和朋友，这是不认识救恩的人所说的无知的话语。
And this is ignorant words spoken by people who don't know salvation.
就跟一个人说，我不长艾滋病，要让谁去长啊？所以就叫别人去传染他一样。
It's just like if someone volunteers to get AIDS and says, if I don't get AIDS, who will get AIDS?
神今天爱我们。
God loves us.
他来就是要来救我们。
He came to save us.
但是他恨恶罪恶。
But yet he hates sin.
他一定要解决罪的事情。
And he has to solve the problem of sin.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们要讲宝血之前，我们要先讲第一个问题。
So before we talk about the precious blood, we have to ask one question.
为什么要有血？
Why blood?
为什么非要借着血，人的罪才能得到赦免？
Why can sins only be forgiven through blood?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，是为了两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一个原因我们已经讲过，这是神圣洁公义的要求。
First of all, we say this is the requirement of God who is holy and righteous.
因为圣经上神告诉我们，在希伯来书第九章，若不借着血，罪就不能够得到赦免。
Because Bible in Hebrews chapter 9 tells us, without blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
这是神定的规矩。
And this is God's law.
这是人犯罪的代价。
And this is the price we have to pay by sinning.
因为这是神对付罪最后的结局，就是要把罪、死和魔鬼丢到永远的火湖里面去。
Because God's plan is at the end, put death, sin, and
还魔鬼。
and the devil into the lake of fire.
所以今天我们的罪不解决。
So today, if we, our sins are not done away with,
今天仇敌在我们里面的权势不解决。
If the power of the enemy is not done with on us,
当那一天神把魔鬼丢到火湖里去的时候。
That day when God cast the enemy into the lake of fire,
所有被罪和死亡的毒钩勾住的人一起被丢下去。
Anyone that's under the power and the hook of the sin will also be thrown into the lake of fire.
并不是我们的神愿意把我们丢到火湖去，弟兄姊妹。
It's not that God likes to throw us into the lake of fire.
神今天是来处理撒旦罪恶和魔鬼的事情。
But this is the judgment for Satan.
所以今天如果我们不接受耶稣的救赎，
So today if we don't accept the salvation,
所有仇敌的权势、罪的毒钩、死的毒钩都在我们的身上。
Then all the power of sin and enemy is still on us.
所以当神在那里审判罪、审判魔鬼的时候，
So when God judges sin and Satan,
所有还被罪恶、死亡毒钩钩子的都一同被审判。
Anyone that's under the dominion of sin and Satan will all be judged.
我还是弄我刚才的例子啊，当一个医生在那里为病人开癌症、开刀的时候
，Just like the example I show you when the doctors operating on the patient for AIDS or cancer.
他的兴趣并不是像杀猪的一样，想东割一块肉，西割一块肉。
He's not like a when he's feeding and his attitude is not like a butcher.
而是哪里被癌症感染呢？被癌症伤害到了。他为了爱的缘故，他必须除掉它。
For love's sake, he will take away any parts that infected by the cancer cells.
所以为了神公义的要求，神说不流血罪不得赦免。
So because of the righteous requirement of God, if there's no blood, there's no forgiveness of sin.
因为在利未记十七章告诉我们。
In Leviticus chapter 17,
他说所有活物，他的生命在他的血里面。
All creatures, the life is in the blood.
血可以叫，因为血里面有生命，所以血可以替人赎罪。
Because there's life in the blood, so the blood can be the atonement for sin.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的血流光的话，这个人的生命也就结束了。
So if all our blood is drained, then our life is over.
生命在他的血里面。
Because our life is in our blood.
所以为什么血能够为人赎罪呢？
So why can sin be atonement for sin?
因为血里面有生命。
Because there is life in blood.
换句话说，我们今天第一个问题是为什么要借着血？为什么要有血？
In other words, our first question is why blood? Why there has to be blood?
因为流血说到他为我们付了代价，他为我们付了赎价，他替我们死。
Because by shedding the blood, he paid the price for us. He died for us.
所以要有血，第一件事情是因为是神圣洁公义的要求。
So the first reason for blood, because this is the righteous requirement of God.
犯罪必须要有代价。
There has to be a price for sin.
而这个代价是需要死亡，需要用生命来抵偿。
And this price is death and life.
而圣经上就用血来替人赎罪。
So the blood will redeem us from sin.
啊，为什么要用血的第二个原因是讲到神的慈爱，弟兄姊妹。
The second reason is God's love.
我想我们很不能够了解，很多人说神好残忍啊，在旧约里面啊，要叫人杀牛杀羊，这些牛羊无辜啊，为什么叫他们来替人死呢？
Sometimes we don't understand. We will say, why can God be so cruel that He demands people to kill animals for sacrifices in the Old Testament?
弟兄姊妹，这是因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
如果我们每一个人都要为自己的罪付上代价的话，
If every one of us has to pay the price for our own sins,
没有一个人能够救自己。
No one can save our own.
因为没有一个人能够凭着自己的行为在神这个圣洁的神面前能够站立得住。
Because nobody can stand before God with our own righteousness.
所以在主耶稣来之前的旧约时代，神立了杀牛杀羊的这件条文，让神的百姓去做这件事。
So in the Old Testament era, before Jesus came, God set these rules.For animal sacrifice.
但是到了新约，我们就明白了。希伯来书第四章告诉我们。
But in the New Testament era, now we can understand. In Hebrews chapter 4 it tells us.
Chapter 10, 它是牛羊的血断不能叫人赎罪。
Because the blood of the animal cannot free sin.
它不过是暂时把我们的罪给遮盖起来。
It just temporarily covered our sin.
暂时把旧约神百姓的罪，他们因着信心，他们杀牛杀羊。神就把他们的罪用血先遮盖起来。
People in the Old Testament, when they offer their animal sacrifices, because of their faith, their sins are temporarily covered.
但是这个罪的除去，这个罪完全得到赦免，是要在基督完成救赎之后。
But freedom from sin and the forgiveness the thorough forgiveness of sin is after Jesus.
我们看一下希伯来书第九章，好吗？
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9.
十四节到十五节我来读啊。
Verse 14 and 15.
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无耻献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？为此他做了新约的中保，既然受死赎了人在前约，就是旧约啊，前约之时所犯的罪过，便叫蒙召之人得着所应许永远的产业。所以在旧约所有神百姓的罪，因着基约新约基督受死，就为人赎了罪。
All the sins that committed under the first covenant were redeemed through Jesus Christ.
所以神在这里立了一个血的约。
So there's a covenant of blood.
是为了爱的缘故。
Because of love.
因为没有一个人可以为自己的罪站在神的面前。
No one can stand before God for our own sin.
旧约神的百姓因为主耶稣还没有来，所以用牛羊的血暂时叫他们的罪被遮盖。
In the Old Testament era, before Jesus came, the people can be, their sins can be temporarily covered.
换一句话说，
In another word,
在神的眼中，
In God's eyes,
人犯罪以后只有两个可能的结果。
There are only two possible consequences of sin.
一个，
One,
人必须去面对神永远的审判。
Man has to face God's eternal judgment.
第二个，
Secondly,
只有借着一个圣洁没有瑕疵的血或是生命来替人付这个代价。
Through a holy and unblemished life that to be paid as a price for sin.
不要说牛羊的血没有资格替人赎罪。
So the animal's blood is not qualified to redeem people's sin.
就连地上一个最好的好人为我们死，他都没有资格替我们赎罪。
Even a good person on earth is not qualified to redeem us.
因为我们已经说过，人的生命已经被罪给玷污，已经坏了。
Because everyone is contaminated by sin.
所以人的血没有资格替人赎罪。
So anyone's blood is not qualified to redeem us.
啊，今天连我们物质的血都已经玷污了啊。这个我记得我在88年开刀的时候。
I remember in 1988 when I was having operation.
那我连这个 Stanford 这么好的医院，他们医生对自己血库的血都不信任。
Even the doctors did not have confidence with the blood in their blood bank.
所以他叫我在开刀前每一个周末。每一个礼拜进去抽一袋血出来留着。
So he asked, they asked me to go and draw some blood week after week before the operation.
因为怕艾滋病会传染到我的身上。
Because they were afraid that I might get infected by AIDS.
所以他原来估计我只要手术六个小时。
So they estimated that I will my operation will last for 6 hours.
所以我留了三袋血。
So I left a 3 bags of
blood. 就那天一开刀开了15个小时。
But they didn't know the operation went on for 15 hours.
我这三袋血根本不够用。
So my blood was the blood in the blood bank was not enough.
即使在这个情形底下，医生还是不愿意去用血库的血。
Even under such critical circumstances, the doctors were not willing to use the blood in the blood bank.
所以他拿一个 filter 一个过滤器，把我身上流出来的脏血过滤了以后，再 pump 回到我的身体来。
So they used a filter to recycle the blood shed on the operation table.
弟兄姊妹，连这个物质的血都已经脏了。
Our physical blood is already contaminated.
更不要说血里面的那个生命和灵魂早就已经被罪恶玷污了。
Let alone the spirit in the blood is already contaminated.
连我都是要一个受审判的人，要被定罪的人，我的血怎么能够为你赎罪呢？
I'm just a sinner ready to be judged. How can I redeem other people's sins?
只有神的儿子。
Only God's Son.
他不仅仅有永远的生命，有神性在他的里面。
Not only has eternal life and God's nature in him.
刚才说的，他是借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵的献给神。
And he offered himself through eternal spirit, offered himself unblemished to God.
他一个完全干净圣洁的血，他要为我们流出来。
A completely clean and holy blood shed for us.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情，我们讲到为什么需要血。
So this is the first thing we talk about, why blood.
在这里我们讲到第二个问题。
Second question.
那么神在这里赦免我们。
Now God is forgiving us.
赦免到什么程度呢？
To what degree?
主耶稣宝血流出来，原谅我们，原谅到什么程度呢？
The blood is shed so that God is forgiven us. To what extent?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，当我们接受了基督的宝血。
The Bible tells us when we receive the precious blood,
我们就不再被定罪了。
We're no longer condemned.
神赦免我们。
God forgives us.
他完全赦免我们。
Completely.
他把我们所有的过犯都赦免了。
Forgive all our sins.
我们看一节圣经好不好？
Let's turn to one. Let's look at one verse.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians.
283页。
Colossians chapter 1.
283页啊。
Colossians chapter 1.
好，我们请从20节读到22节，我们一同来读。
Let's read together verses 20 through 22.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。请你们特别注意22节的后半。
Please pay attention to verse
22. 叫我们跟他和好。
So that we can be reconciled.
底下说什么？成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备。我们读的时候会说 ，It's not me， 不是在讲我。
So that we can be presented holy in His sight without blemish and free from accusation. You might say this is not me.
但是这些圣经是对所有接受耶稣救赎的人说的。
But yeah, this verse is for everyone who receives His salvation.
当我们接受他的宝血救赎的时候
，When we receive His salvation,
神不是直接看我们。
God does not look at us directly.
神是透过基督的宝血来看我们。
It's through the precious blood of Jesus.
刚才我们说过，在利未记十七章告诉我们，说在血里面有生命。
In Leviticus chapter 17, it tells us there's life in the blood.
当神每一次看我们的时候
，So every time when God looks at us,
他就先看见了基督的宝血。
He sees the blood of Jesus.
他透过宝血看我们。
Through the blood, He saw us.
每一次神看我们。
So every time God sees us,
他就看见基督宝血里面那个完美圣洁无可责备的生命。
He sees this life that's in Jesus' blood as holy and without blemish.
这就是为什么希伯来的作者告诉我们。
That is why the author of the book of Hebrews
借着他的血为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
Through His blood, a new and living way is open for us.
然后我们来到神面前的时候，我们是可以坦然无惧。
So that we can boldly come before God with confidence.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正是宝血的时候
，So if we really know the blood,
我们在主的面前真是坦然无惧。
We can really be bold and confident.
也不是我比从前更好。
It's not that I'm better than before.
不是因为我最近比较乖，我赶到神的面前。
Or that recently I'm just better than before.
也不是因为我最近犯了错，我不好意思到神的面前。
Or it's because I have sinned recently, so I feel embarrassed.
我今天能够到神的面前只有一个根据。
Today we can come before God because of only one thing.
耶稣的宝血在我的身上。
Because the blood of Jesus is on me.
当神看我的时候，神看见了基督在我的身上。
So when Jesus sees me, He sees Jesus in me.
他透过基督的宝血来看我们。
Through His blood, He's seeing me.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在旧约神百姓出埃及的时候。
So in the Old Testament, when God's people exodus.
那个伟大的逾越节
This great Passover day
神叫百姓把血涂在门口的门楣上面
God commanded his people to put blood on the door frame
所有的儿女们躲在房子里面
All children's God are hiding inside the house
那一天深夜当灭命的天使出来的时候
So when that day the angel came out
圣经上讲了一句伟大的话语
There's a great statement in the Bible
好的我一见这血我就越过去
When I see the blood, I will pass over.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
血是给神看的
The blood is for God to look at.
血不是给我们去感觉的
It's not for us to feel.
不是我在这里感觉主耶稣今天赦免了我没有
It's not for us to feel if we are forgiven or not.
不是我今天根据我犯罪的大跟小来决定我得赦免了没有
It's not according to the extent of our sin.
当我们基督在宝血的底下的时候
When we are under the precious blood.
神说我一看这血我就越过去
God says, whenever I see the blood, I will pass over.
审判离开我
And the judge judgment will be free.
那个击杀和咒诅离开我们。
And the curse will be away from us.
神今天看你就如同看基督一样。
So when God sees us, it's just as God sees us.
你要是纯全圣洁没有瑕疵。
The holy and without blemish.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
这是为什么我们每次在血的底下。
That's why every time we are under the blood.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
We can be confident and come boldly before God.
在这里得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
And we can receive mercy and timely help.
他用他的血，他用他圣洁的生命，为我们买赎了这条回到神面前的道路。
By his blood, he has purchased this way for us to come back to God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们真认识宝血，
If we really know the blood,
你在主的面前每一次去祷告的时候，
Every time you come before God to pray,
你里面一定有一个蒙爱的感觉，
You will feel being loved.
因为我们今天是在他爱子的里面，在基督里面蒙神悦纳。
Because today we're being accepted in his beloved son.
神看见我们又抱又亲，深爱我们。
When he sees us, God will embrace us because he loves us.
因为他是透过他儿子的血来接纳我们。
Because he's accepting us through the blood of his son.
当我们受浸归入基督的人，我们都是披戴基督了，基督在我们的外面。
So when we are baptized, we're wearing Jesus.
我们藏身。
He's surrounding us.
藏身在他的里面。
We're hiding in him.
这叫做圣洁公义的白袍赐给了我们。
So this is the white robe that's holy and righteous.Given to us.
我们原来信主以前，我们的衣服说到我们这个人的行为像一个破烂污秽的衣服。
Before we accepted Jesus, our clothes, that means, our behaviors are just a rotten clothes.
但是在基督里面，我们靠着羔羊的血，把衣裳洗得白净。
But in Jesus' blood, our robes are washed white and clean.
主把一个公义的衣袍、白袍子让我们穿在身上。
God has given us a white and righteous robe for us to wear.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
So we can come before God with confidence.
那在这里有第三个问题。
The third question here.
如果神这样子完全赦免我们的罪。
If God completely forgives our sins.
连我们过去不认识他之后所犯的罪。
Including all the sins in the past.
连我们信主以后又犯的罪。
Or the sins that we committed after we believe in Christ.
甚至连将来我们还不知道要犯的罪。
Or even the sins that we will commit in the future.
神既然都完全赦免了。
If God forgives them all.
那我们基督徒是不是在主的面前可以随便？
Now can we just be carefree?
我们是不是在主的面前可以任意犯罪？
Can we just casually sin now?
我们看一节圣经。
Let's look at another verse.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
322页。
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
我们请读28节、29节。
Verses 28-29.
人干犯摩西的律法，凭两三个见证人，尚且不得连续而死，何况人践踏神的儿子，将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常，又亵慢施恩的圣名，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？请我们在这里注意啊。
Please be aware here.
有一种的人在这里是特别得罪神的。
There's one type of people who especially offend God.
说到人践踏神的儿子。
Because they tremble God's son.
将那使他成圣之约的血当作平常。
And treat as unholy things the blood of the covenant that sanctify him.
又亵慢施恩的圣名。
And also insult the spirit of grace.
你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重？
How much more severely do you think such men would deserve to be punished?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们真认识宝血伟大的功用的时候，
If we really know the great effects of the precious blood,
或许应该说我们如果先认识了我们原本该有的罪的结局，
Or, in another words, if we really know the severe consequence of our sin,
而因着基督伟大的宝血所给我们带来的自由和释放，
And yet because of the blood we are so freed,
我们就不敢把基督的血当作平常，
Then we cannot treat the holy blood ofThe precious blood, unholy and casual.
我们真的会从心里面说这是宝血。
We will truly say from the bottom of my heart that this is precious blood.
何等伟大的宝血！
What a great precious blood!
流自于神对人类那个无限的爱。
flowing from this immense love God has for people. Our beloved Jesus came from heaven to earth because of love. He was born in the poorest family. And he was